Hello and welcome to an Effect Podcast special brought to you from Dragon Meat. This year at Dragon Meat, the Effect Podcast brought you a second iteration of the Grindbone Tournament. Last year we ran the Forbidden Lands Grindbone Tournament, slaves pitted against each other two by two until there was only one. This year we've taken the tournament and moved Grindbone into the universe of the new Alien RPG. In a battle royale style tournament, prisoners are released to fight one another and survive the dangers that the alien universe may bring. Welcome to round 2 of the Grindbone Tournament 2183. The Correctional Detention Colony on the mining moon G71B, known as the infamous Grindbone Prison, has a reputation. Every week the guards run a competition. They release 5 prisoners and arm them to fight to the last one standing for their entertainment. The winner is given light duties and decent food, maybe even beer, for a week. The losers lick their wounds and get back to work in the mines. Sometimes a prisoner dies, their body dragged away, never to be seen again. But this time something is different. The company scientist, Professor Theodora Dostoevsky, has arrived at Grindbone wanting to research the abilities and life cycle of a strange new creature, a xenomorph designated XX121. By all accounts, this alien is deadly, so perhaps the winner will get 2 weeks light duties as a prize. Yeah, the correctional facility on the heavy moon, G71B, has a reputation. It's built along the panopticon principles of Victorian prisons, with a secure observation administration post in the centre of 3 prison wings. And this is a prison wing. Kitchen, eating area, other communal facilities are on the upper floor, with the cells themselves on 2 lower levels. Each wing is entirely self-contained, with one way in and one way out. Every third week, after the inmates are locked safely in their cells, the wing's guard patrol hides a number of basic weapons in locations scattered around the wing. Then lots are drawn and 5 random cell doors open. Prisoners new to the facility are often reluctant to leave their cell and explore the wing, if theirs is one of the cells that opens. But if they choose to stay in their bunks, they soon learn the error of their ways. A more experienced prisoner will eventually charge into the cell and beat them in their beds until they are broken. If your cell door opens in the middle of the night and you are wise, you will quickly leave the dead-end trap and search for one of the hidden weapons, for the next guard patrol will only happen after at least 3 prisoners have been beaten senseless. Until recently, the authorities have turned a blind eye to this illegal activity, as long as the ore kept coming in. But production hasn't been meeting quota, and the governor is under pressure. Recently, a company operative called Dostoevsky has arrived, with a team of scientists and a mysterious cargo. They took over one of the infirmaries, complete with 3 of its patients, and now Dostoevsky is pressurising Mitchell, the governor, to turn the regular Grindbone tournament into what she describes as a scientific study. You're all in your cells. We need to work out where you are. So if you could please roll D6 twice.
Can you pass a D6?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is good. Deciding.
5.
5, you're on the lower block.
3.
3. So we're going to make you...
Pink.
Pink.
Okay.
3. I think that's 6, yeah.
So you're in that block there somewhere. Choose one of those cells.
I'll go there.
5 and 4.
So you're in the lower block, in the 4th one. And you're in the lower
5
block,
and 3.
So that needs to go in that block there somewhere.
Which one? Yeah.
Any of them? Yeah, any of those cells?
You roll.
I got 6 and 4.
So you are in the lower block with the black in that cell block.
Please?
Yep.
Sure. I'll take yellow. I roll 2 and 2.
So you're on the upper block and you're on the second block there. Cool. You're all in your cells. Lockdown has happened, and as you know, the starting gun for the tournament is the lights going off and on 3 times. As they do that, all the prisoners start to cheer, shout, moan. Some are excited and want to get chosen. Some are obviously frightened and don't want to have to fight. But at the end of that 3 light sequence, your cell doors all open. The doors down the middle of the bays all open as well. In fact, the only door that isn't accessible is the one down here, or the one there that goes to the observation tower. Those all remain secure.
So is this open though?
That is open, yeah, to those stairs. So those stairs go down to the lower cell level. On the far side, you've got a stairwell that goes all the way up to the top level.
Yeah.
Okay, the crowd are cheering.
I'm gonna come out and run to the end by the stairs, but start looking through, like just glancing to see if I can catch anything as I go.
Okay, which would be the black?
I'm the black, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna do the same, but gingerly stick my head out the door, see if anyone's moving. And if I see someone moving, I'm going to move in the opposite direction.
I'm going to flip you off then.
I am going to exit.
So I'm heading the
other
way.
So you're pink, so you're down to the other end. Yeah. Cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And I will follow him. I'm the red one.
Mm. So you're...
But I'll stay about there. Perfect.
Cool. What's your name again?
I am Arkady. Oh,
okay.
And who are you?
Is there anything lying about?
Do we know each other?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm Katrina.
Some of you will have buddies and...
Oh, this is good, because I do actually have a cough. So I have a persistent cough.
Oh, I'm your buddy.
That's role-playing.
I'm going to head over to you then. So I'm going to literally sprint down the corridor. I'm not too sure how many zones I can move at this moment.
If you use both your actions, you can go most of the way down the corridor, yeah. In fact, you can go further than that. Yeah. Right. So the other prisoners are kind of shouting and jeering, saying, come on! They're banging their metal mugs against the bars and... What are you doing, you cowards? Get out, come on, you're going to be fighting each other. Lots of cheering and jeering.
Tell us where the weapons are then.
Where do they put them?
Find them yourselves. Use your fists.
Into the stairwell.
Yep, okay. So in the stairwell above you, you can hear whoever's yellow.
That's me.
Yep.
So I'm Peter. Not that you can tell that from my gait. Yeah, so I want to head up, basically.
Yeah, okay.
Can you see up the stairwell?
You can-ish, you know, if you imagine like a stairwell in a grotty car park or something.
And would you recognise someone on the stairs?
Potentially, I mean, you all know each other. Okay. So
the lights are on, right?
Yeah, there are lights.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Who's the pink one?
Me.
What? Who are you?
I'm Katerina.
Okay. What are you doing right now?
I've gone into that stairwell.
You're going up?
No, I'm just waiting just inside the door.
Okay.
Just round the corner from the door. Okay.
Are any of these cells open or are they all shut as well?
No, they're all shut. Only the ones...
Okay. I'm going to go towards the stairwell as well where Katerina is. I'm assuming that thing called ENV looks like a sort of shower block and a loo or something. Is that
it's
right?
An environmental unit, so it's got heaters and pipes and ducts.
Okay, is the door open?
The door can be open.
Okay, yeah. I open the door to the environment unit.
Yep.
And I look inside, so that's right.
Yeah, okay.
So that's...
You're coming into the corridor.
Oh, I could hear you. So I go along the corridor. I'm in the stairwell, which way you are. Right. But I sort of push past you and try and open the door.
Through the door. No, just clotheslining as they come through the door. Just waiting for them on the other side of the door.
Okay. So that's going to be an initiative then.
So, okay.
I'm not going to get beaten up in a stairwell.
Sorry, what's an initiative?
So,
use cards. So the lower card goes first.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Oof.
So you go on sixes. Yeah. So you can see him winding up to punch you, but you get to act first because unfortunately you took a 10.
Okay.
And I said try and grab his arm and
her arm
and push her into the wall. To kind of force her against the or hit her, using her as a weapon.
Sort of a grapple kind of thing. Okay, so that's an opposed roll then. So
it's a close combat.
Close combat. So the number of...
So two strength plus one for a close combat thing. Three dice? Yes. They're all regular black dice.
Yeah, so use the black dice, because you haven't got any stress yet.
Okay.
And then it's your close combat.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's a black dice, please. I need five.
This isn't going to end well.
1-6.
No sixes. So you can choose to push that roll and re-roll it.
Yes.
You gain a stress for doing that.
So I get a stress thing.
And you roll that as well straight away.
Yeah. Okay. And I still have no sixes, but no stresses either.
Okay, so you've tried to grab him, but you've sort of failed.
Failed to grab her.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, and I get one stress point on my...
Yep, you've now got one stress.
List. Okay.
Your action.
But my action was just as someone came through the door, just to clothesline them, using their own momentum to... You
know. Okay.
Because I got the impression someone was following me as I went down the corridor.
And I failed to grapple you whilst doing it.
So it's
just going to be to knock them on the floor and get the hell away.
So that's going to be an opposed combat roll again. So the same dice.
Yeah.
Obviously, remember your stress.
So like the stress, I roll again always.
Yes,
now.
Exactly.
Okay, I've got 1 6.
I've got 2 6s.
Okay, so your objective was to knock him over.
Knock them down.
Yeah.
And just put distance.
So you haven't done any damage to you, but you've been knocked onto your backside, yeah.
Yep, okay, and head up the stairs.
Okay. So unless you want to carry on.
I'm going to let her go.
Yeah, finish that initiative.
Scrabble to my feet and then try again, opening the door to the environment unit.
Yep, that door opens fine. It leads into... It's a chamber that runs up the whole length of that end of the building, of the wing. It's a maintenance area. It's difficult. You could climb up if you wanted to, but it's not necessarily easy.
I'm instead going to search around to see if I can see anything interesting. Okay. Either an actual weapon or an improvised weapon, for example, if somebody's got a big spanner lying there, which they might have.
So for that, we need a observation roll.
Okay, I've got 5 dice of wits and 2 of observation. Yeah?
Yep, so that's 7 black dice. You still use your stress, 4, of course.
5, 6, 7, and 1 stress.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you a bonus of 2 dice because it's quite an easy search.
Oh, is that 2 dice?
So take that one and the other black one.
Okay, got it. Okay, I get 1 6, 2 6s, and 1 1.
Okay.
Doesn't count because it's
doesn't matter stress. Unless it's
not a stress, okay.
Yeah. Okay, 2 sixes. You do find a nice big long wrench that you can use as a weapon, but you also see something that really shouldn't be there. It's a sort of conical thing. It looks like a giant rugby ball kind of thing stuck on its end. About 2 foot, 3 foot high.
And it doesn't look mechanical.
It's not mechanical, for sure. And as you're looking at it, the top opens up.
I ready the wrench.
So you're in Overwatch, which is
if you could Overwatch with a wrench, I'm doing that.
You can, yeah. So
stepping
Overwatch,
back at the appropriate length of the wrench. Hey,
Overwatch is basically allows you to say, I'm waiting for such and such to happen, and when it does, I'm going to do this.
Yes.
So you're waiting for something to come out.
If something emerges,
it
gets smacked with the wrench, preferably in a way that moves it away from me.
Inside this thing, there's membranes and it's a sort of goo and stickiness, but there's something moving inside there for sure. And then it bursts, kind of like, and this thing just seems to be coming straight at you. Small, looks like probably a pair of giant spidery hands kind of thing. But you do get your action, because you were in Overwatch.
I yell, and smack it with a wrench, which is a close combat, presumably.
It's a close combat roll, and the wrench...
With a stress dice?
With your stress dice. And you gain another stress die for seeing this.
For seeing this, great.
Completely unearthly creature.
Unusual thing, yeah.
And you gain another die for the spanner.
For having the spanner, okay. And I have no sixes and no stress ones.
Okay, you can push if you wish, but you gain another stress if you do that.
I think the only thing to do here is to keep on pushing. You know, this is the worst thing. It was the strangest thing I've ever seen, so give it a go. And I get 1 stress, 1, and no sixes.
Okay, so roll your panic for that. So what you do is roll a d6 and add the number of stress points you have.
Just
so
a regular d6 plus 3 for stress points. Yep. 5 plus 3, 8.
8. Tremble. You start to tremble uncontrollably. All skill rolls using agility suffer -2 until your panic stops.
Right. Okay,
so basically, this thing is...
and yelling and waving my wrench.
This thing has leapt out at you. Oh, it's leapt out of this odd thing. You've lashed at it. It's landed sort of by your feet. And it doesn't have any obvious eyes, but it seems to be looking at you. That's the kind of sense you get. So we now need to go into initiative. So that's 2 for you. And it gets 2 because it's an alien. You go first. So it's your action.
Well, I think my options, I guess, are trying to run away or hitting it with the wrench. The only thing to do is to hit it with the wrench. So I've got 3 stress dice. I've got my close combat, 1 for my strength and 1 for the wrench.
Yes.
And I got 2 6s, but also 1 stress.
Okay, so roll your panic to see what
so
happens.
So panic is d6 plus the 3 stress levels. 4 plus 3, 7. 7. I'm already trembling.
So this is now a nervous twitch. So your stress level now goes up by 1.
Or 1 more.
1 more.
Yeah.
But the panic doesn't stop you succeeding in your action. So that'll do 2 points of damage. It does have armour. see whether it mitigates any of that, which it does. So you've definitely given it a bit of a meaty blow.
Okay.
But it's still active.
It doesn't look. It's not. His legs are not.
It's not gone. No.
Okay.
You've pissed it. You've pissed it off. I think.
Is it? Am I between it and the door?
Yes. And it's action now.
Yeah.
And it sort of skitters and squeals and leaps straight for you. So in this game,
try and jump out of the way.
You have what's called a signature attack.
Okay.
So you roll 1d6 to see what kind of attack it makes against you.
Number two.
Two. So, skittering menace, the facehugger has chosen its host and they know it's coming for them. It skitters forward, single-minded and horrifyingly spider-like. The victim suffers plus one stress and must make an immediate panic roll.
So, I've got five stresses and a d6.
Yep.
And a nervous twitch.
Fortunately, I only got a two, so that's seven.
Seven.
And already got the nervous twitch.
So, you get more twitches. I'm afraid. So, you get another point of stress.
Nervous twitch, second level. Okay.
I think we're going to rename you Twitch at the end of this.
I am, by the way, yelling all this time, so
I can probably hear it.
Running up the stairs can hear.
Yeah, I can hear you yelling. Cares, but you know what? I don't care.
Okay, well, it gets another action before you get to act. So again, it's another signature attack. So roll a d6 again, please. So it's skipping for you, but it's three. Decided it wants to go for you. So tail lash. The little monster comes for its target, lashing out with its wicked tail. It attacks with five base dice. You've got a weapon, so you could block this if you wanted to.
I will try and block it with the wrench. I will stop the tail.
So it's an opposed combat roll.
Yeah.
So again, with your stress
two,
as well.
One for close combat. One, I get all five stress die.
Yeah.
I get one extra dice for the wrench.
Yep.
Any negatives for the nervous twitchings?
Nope.
No. Stress. I have in fact got 1-6 and 1-1 on the stresses, and that's it.
Okay, so roll your panic. If the panic is too bad, you fail to complete the action.
Okay, so I've got 5 stress and 1. So
okay,
six.
You're okay. Yeah, so it's come for you, but you've managed to sort of baseball bat it away to one side. Yeah.
Excellent. I've batted it out the way.
Well, it's still going to come for you next round, but it would be your action next.
It looks like when I hit it, it hit it. I did some damage to
you
it.
You did some damage to it.
I think if I run, it's going to run fast enough, so I'm going to hit it again with the wrench.
Yep, okay.
Yelling whilst I do so. So, 5 stress dice, 2 strength, 1 close combat, 1 wrench.
Whilst you're doing this, the prisoners outside are really upset because they think you're having a fight with somebody where they can't see it.
They may be more disappointed now. I got 2 sixes. And I got 1-1.
Okay, so you need to roll for that panic again.
So panic again, which is a 5 plus 3 is 8.
8. So that again, that doesn't stop your action.
Yeah.
So you're okay. But that's... Okay, now I think... okay, I'll just let you off that one. So it's tremble, because otherwise it would be minus 4 on agility. So that's probably...
That's
second level tremble.
So how many successes did you get? 2?
I got 2 successes.
Okay, so that's 2 points of damage. It has armor. But no, you go... And splat through it. As you do that, the end of your
spanner
has sort of broken into it and splattered a little bit of blood, but not too much. But it comes away and it's steaming and it's melting. And the blood that's coming out of the creature is melting the floor. But you've killed it.
Okay, I keep on wielding the spanner and I duck out of the room as fast as I can. I'm observing the spanner carefully.
Fine, yeah, so you've left it dead behind you.
Yeah.
So that's taken about probably 30 seconds of game time. What have the rest of you been doing in that time?
Running.
Going up the stairs.
Yeah. Is it up to where this is?
Yeah.
I've probably dashed up both flights.
Okay, that flight doesn't go up to there, you see, so you need to go to the other end of the flight.
So how far would I be able to go?
In 30 seconds you can get up to that end if you like, yeah, that's fine.
So
I'm
upstairs then.
Right? Yep.
And how many flights of stairs can you climb in 30 seconds?
I'm definitely getting into mining suits.
You can go all the way up in 30 seconds.
Yeah, okay, I'll go to the top then.
No problem, yep. What, are you pink?
I'm pink.
Yep.
Hey, buddy.
A lot of action.
Done ya! Oh, good, you're here. quick, let's get into some suits.
Yep.
Because I don't fancy our chances in just the prison overalls.
Yep.
Hey, Peter. How you doing?
all right.
Hello, Dunya.
Hey, buddy.
Fancy seeing you here.
Yeah.
How do you want to do this?
There's someone downstairs getting beaten. I don't want to be there. I suspect the three of us can deal with the other two of them. We're here together.
I mean, yeah, cool. I'm happy with that, but ultimately, like, only two of us can not be beaten.
Yes. But the other two can be beaten first.
Yeah, no, I like that. Cool. All right, let's deal with that.
Don't you think that's a great idea?
I feel like we're gaming the system, and I think that's a great idea.
Someone's already getting beaten shitless downstairs. I don't want anything to do with that.
While we're having this conversation, I'm definitely getting into one.
Yeah, suit.
Okay, yeah, the suits are heavy. They'll give you some protection, but they will give you a negative on agility.
This suiting up must be taking some time. I come up the stairs, yep. And presumably I can then see somebody there. Who do I see?
You see Andre.
Andre. Who I don't have a particularly strong point of view about one way or another.
They're a child, so
yeah.
Feel free to be a child.
Yeah, I'm a kid.
You're a kid. How big a kid?
How big a
teenager?
Kid? Teenager. Yeah.
They're the worst.
What do you think? I'm in prison, dude.
I wield the end of the spanner that has its steaming thing going on.
Yeah.
As I stay back. Oi, stay back.
Okay.
And then I run up the stairs whilst kind of keeping so that you can't kind of attack me from behind.
Cool.
Still holding the spanner.
After I'm suited up, I would like to head over to the tool repair and see if there's anything that I could use as a good hearty weapon.
Yeah. Yep, so you're suiting up for the moment.
Yeah.
Is this another environmental room?
It is. You can't access it from there, though. Because that is...
Is that the...
It's basically a shaft,
Yeah, I'll probably head up, but I'm going to kind of hang back slightly, half a flight down, see what's going on before I do anything.
As you're doing that, you can still hear the prisoners... jeering and shouting, and they want to see some action. Then it starts to change, and you hear a couple of screams and a couple of there's kind of an inverse Mexican wave of the noise sort of dying off from cheers and jeers and shouts and encouragement to becoming screams and shouts of guards, where are the guards? Help us! And then it starts to. That scream kind of spreads, so the noise coming from below is one of terror rather than one of enjoyment.
Do we know the layout of this top floor? Was it something we've seen before?
Yeah, you've been here for years. Yep, you know all of this very well.
Okay, I'll suit up and I'll head down to the far end, where I presume the canteen and servery are.
Yep, okay.
Pink.
So, put you about halfway. You're going over to the... To the repair,
yeah. Both of us are going to do that.
Okay.
Are they suited up by those two?
Yeah, so these are protective suits. They're not environment suits. They're not like compression suits, but they're protective mining suits.
Do they give us any armour?
They will give you some armour, yeah.
Okay.
Hearing
he'll
all the
tell us that later.
Ruckus, I'm kind of going to go back down and stick my head out the door like, the fuck's going on?
You take a point of stress. Because you can see...
For a child, you have a potty mouth. You do know that, don't you?
I'm a teenager.
You can see about halfway down that corridor... Well, you've never seen these before. They're kind of like enormous insect-type humanoid, black and shiny creatures. Very long heads, big waving tail, sort of languidly waving in the background behind them. And they're kind of... walking along, sort of holding onto the bars, so they can quite happily reach across both the whole width of the corridor to hold the bars. And they're sort of rattling them as people are screaming at them, and the bars aren't coming off, but...
I'm just going to shut the door very quietly.
So that door can't shut, it's always open.
I'm just afraid. Bolting upstairs.
Okay, can you make a mobility roll, please?
I need some... So 5 plus my stress...
I really shouldn't have just brought my heaviest dice, should I, for a podcast?
I'm
See, mining suit's doing nothing for this cough.
I'm going to Take a point of stress so I can...
Yep, so you've already got one for seeing the creatures.
I rolled a 5.
Yep, and then take another one if you're going to push the roll, yeah.
Oh, that one's cocked. One success.
One success, okay. So you manage to sneak up and you don't think these things noticed you in doing so.
Are you still in the stairway?
I am moving away from the stairway towards these people here. So I think, are you the green one?
I'm the green one.
You're the green one, and you're the yellow one, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of try and get... Can I get up to them?
Yeah.
I've still got the spanner. The spanner is still steaming away at the end.
Yeah, it's kind of like burning itself out, but...
Okay, but it's still got some activity going on.
A little, yeah, not much.
But. Right, I'm going to try and put him on the head.
Okay.
With the steamy end, of course.
Yeah.
Which is a close combat.
So I think you're looking through the tools, so he probably gets a strike before you roll initiative.
And 5 stress dice. And I have 3 sixes.
Okay.
And nothing else.
So that is going to do 4 points of damage. You have 3 points of armour with your suit. So roll those to see how much is mitigated, if any.
It's off the table, it doesn't count.
Roll that again, yeah.
Nope.
No, nothing. So you take 4 points of damage.
That's me broken.
And you're broken. Okay, you're down.
Wow.
Right, hang on. So you will. Well, it depends how bad the crit is. Okay, D66. Did you want to roll that for yourself? We need 2 different dice.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
And let me know which one you're reading first.
I'll go black, then yellow.
Yep, okay.
52.
Ooh. Arm artery cut. So basically the blow is deflected onto your arm. It's probably broken your arm. You are going to die. as there is blood pouring out of your arm. And you'll die. You'll die in a turn.
Steaming acid goo in your arm as well.
But but you're broken, so you can't first aid yourself, unfortunately, because you're down.
Okay.
I'm going to help him. So that's just happened. So I think you probably want to have initiatives for everybody. So everybody is here.
I'm not turning back. I'm heading to the kitchen.
Yeah, that's fine. But I think everyone. So that's
Oh, that's good.
And you might get a point back if you get some first aid.
Maybe. We'll see.
So, right then. Ones then. So you act first. You've just seen your mate battered with this enormous bar with a eroded end.
Okay, do I take a stress or...?
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to attempt a medical aid, and I'll get +2 modification with a medical aid again when treating someone with about to die from a critical injury.
Okay, so make your roll.
So that will be 4.
So this will be to stabilise him, stop him from dying.
Yep.
You will need to do another bit of medical aid.
And then 3.
To get him a point.
Right, not 3, but I've got no stress.
So you've got no stress yet, so we don't need to worry about
this. And then +2 as well.
Yep.
That is 1 6. No, 0 sixes. I'm going to push. That is with a 6 this time.
Okay, so you're stabilised, you're not going to die, but you're still broken until he can do some more medical aid. 2s.
That's me.
Yep.
I'm just going to ignore them guys having a free-for-all. And are these like laundry baskets, or are they...
There's baskets, there's machines.
Can I have a rummage to see if I can at least find something to defend myself?
Absolutely. So that's going to be an observation roll.
So that is just 3.
Okay.
Plus my 2 stress. Nope.
You can push that if you wish.
Nah.
So you haven't found anything so far. 4s. You're still down for the moment.
I've got 3.
3, sorry, yeah.
I say, there's this weird creature downstairs. I killed it with this spanner. We have to get out of here. And I try and grab her away from the first aiding that she's doing. Come on, how do we get out of here? I try and sort of...
Sacrificial.
I'm dragging her and me to safety, attempting to do so, wherever safety may be.
Okay, so, cool.
I guess that's attempting to go in this direction.
Yeah. So, are you going with him?
he's stabilized, but I'm not going to resist.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm kind of more curious, more in shock of my mate just got hit with a wrench. So.
Yeah. By the person dragging you away.
Yeah, by the person dragging me away, yeah.
He's quite handy with a wrench.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not next. It's Pete.
Yeah, Pete's, no, unfortunately Pete's still out. He's broken. So.
Okay.
He's not going to die from the wound now.
In which case, I'm going to keep bolting down the corridor. As soon as I'm near the surgery, I'm going to start rummaging the drawers.
Okay, can you make an observation roll, please?
Observation is 2, wits is 5, so I need 7. Can I borrow some black dice, please?
Problem.
No stress.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4. No, I need another 1.
There you go,
thank you. Right. Here we go. There is a 6.
Yeah, you don't see anything, but you get a... So you're sort of still coming along here. You get a scent... Did I hear something? But you can't see anything?
I'm a woman on a mission.
Okay.
Servery.
Okay, cool. Next round. No, keep them.
Nope.
You're not finished.
Oh, great.
Oh. Oh, joy.
So, those two white blocks.
Yeah.
They can be moved to here. So, you're searching in the laundry. Yeah. And I need a third white block. Which you'll see in a moment. So,
thank you.
Ones, twos, ones.
One.
As you're moving along there, you get a sense of something, some shadow coming up the stairwell. You know it's not one of you because you're all here. You know it won't be the guards because they won't come out until the tournament's over. But you don't know what it is.
I feel that I need to arm myself with something. I'm going to go head to the gym and have a look. I'm just here.
Yeah, so if you want, you can get a bar for weightlifting and stuff. Yeah. There's plenty of those lying around.
Yeah, I'll grab one.
Yeah, okay. Twos.
Me. Is there things hanging on the drying rags? Because I can hear something in the stairwell, can't I?
Yeah.
Can I just hide, like, kind of...
hide in the
washing, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think that'll be a mobility roll, please, to see how well you hide.
One success.
Okay, yeah, you see, you sort of hide behind some baskets and things. You don't think you're brilliantly well hidden, but you're certainly not out in the open anymore. Threes.
Yeah, well, if she's grabbed one of those poles, I'm going to also grab a pole.
Okay.
And am I looking down towards where the noise is coming from? Can I see anything?
You can see shadows at the moment. Okay. There's something in there for sure, but you don't know, you can't tell what.
So what's in here with us? Maybe it's another one of those spidery creatures that I got in the shaft.
Probably from this distance, it sounds bigger than that.
Try and hide. So, try and hide.
Fours,
right, and I'm going to try and stand here with my pole in order to sort of get myself between whatever this thing is and her.
Okay. As you do that, you'll take a point of stress. Because lurking, prowling up the stairs come these two enormous creatures that you glimpsed earlier. And they are sort of sniffing the air and seeing what's around. They look deadly, menacing, evil, hungry. One of them has seen you and is coming for you. Now, you were you in Overwatch?
Overwatch armed with a pole.
Yeah. So you, as it comes for you, you'll be able to have an attack before it has its signature attack on you. So one of them goes for him. The other one, we need to see whether it sniffs out the kid. And it doesn't. Did I? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Apparently, teen spirit does not smell. <on them.
laughs> Okay, so.
A fabric conditioner from earlier.
So you get a close combat attack
yeah.
with your iron bar.
So, three normals. Iron bar worth anything?
It's the same as the wrench.
One more for the wrench, and then I need six stress dice.
Possible down.
Let me just find the stress page.
Six. Right,
we might need that again.
All right, we ready?
You can do this.
Absolutely nothing except one success.
Okay.
So that's all right. Let's leave it at that.
So you hit it for two damage. It has armor. Cinematically, I think you swing at it.
Yeah.
It catches the bar. And then it attacks you. Because basically its armor took all the damage.
Yeah.
Roll a d6 for its signature attack against you, please.
Three.
Deadly grab. The beast launches through the air, grabbing its victim. It attacks with 10 base dice. Damage of 1. If it hits, it immediately drags them into a neighbouring zone, dumping them on the floor. The victim will be prone, drops all handheld items, and must make an immediate panic roll.
Nice knowing you, dude.
Yep.
Panic roll is not going to go
wrong. Down, guard's coming soon.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. So it's done 3 points of damage.
That's come off my health.
To your health.
Which, given that was 2 to start with, is...
Okay, you're down. And so that
dragged be a, off.
So critical, it'll be a critical hit. So roll 2 dice, different colours, please, and read it as D66, which is...
yellow significant widget, 65.
Pierce heart, you die immediately. So you swing the thing at it, it catches it, it tears it out of your hand, it leaps on you, and in the melee, that thing goes through your chest. And you're left dead on the ground.
Do I see this from my hiding place?
You want to stick your head out?
Yeah, I think you do. I think you get a point of stress for that.
I was hidden around the corner. I'm fine.
You're just...
I'm kind of right there. Just being like...
Are you capable
to... You're broken.
I probably saw it, but I'm broken.
You're lying there, kind of. Yeah, sort of out of...
Sorry,
hit,
buddy.
A little dazed, a little confused.
What's the second one going to do? Because it didn't sniff you out. So the second one is just going to advance with that one. So you've ended up over there. Okay, sixes, sevens, eights.
Yes. Carrying on as per my plan into the servery, find a weapon.
Okay, as you move up towards here, you see what you intuited about before, which is a creature about the size of 2 giant hands, with lots of spidery legs, fingers, whatever you want to call them, and a big long tail off the back of it.
Oh, okay. That's a stress, yeah.
You take a point of stress. Yeah, you can still take an action if you wish.
I'm going to rifle the servery, try and find anything to hit it with.
Okay, that's an observation roll, please.
I'm going to need 7 black dice. Oh, 7 black dice.
Dice train.
Stop being a dice hog. I need 1 stress as well.
Yep.
This is when it all starts to go wrong. No. 1, 2 successes.
2 successes.
Nothing else wrong.
You're in the servery. What do you find in the servery?
Yes. Come on.
Oh, you can find a... you can find your choice of carving knife, meat cleaver.
I will
colander,
take...
Yeah, pan, frying pan.
Any snail forks? No, I'm kidding. I'll have the meat cleaver. I love meat cleaver.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, you find that.
Yep, and I will then...
So that's your action, doing that, yep. So the next round, or the last action of this round, is the aliens again. So the creature there is now going for you.
Okay.
So you've been rustling through the drawers really quickly, kind of hearing it behind you, scuttling a bit, and then as you turn with the cleaver, it's coming for you.
Yeah.
So make a d6 roll to see what its signature attack will be, please.
3.
Tail lash. The little monster comes for its target, lashing out with its wicked tail. It attacks with 5 base dice. Damage 1.
I could survive this.
You gain +1 stress.
Oh, what a surprise.
And it misses you.
Ooh.
Okay, the two aliens down there, though. There's 2 of you alive. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. For the first one, he's on you.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is on you. Okay, so... if you'd like to roll for your signature attack, please.
5.
Capture for the hive. The xenomorph attacks with its venom-spiked tail with 10 base dice, damage 1. If the attack causes any damage, the xeno pulls its punch, so only 1 point is inflicted. But the paralyzing venom takes effect. So
dear.
So you have picked up an iron bar, haven't you?
Yes, and so I'm also in a suit.
Yep, so you get your armour as well. Yeah. You can, if you wish, try and block this attack with the iron bar. So it's an opposed combat roll.
Do I take a stress now, by the way?
Yes, you do, yeah.
Failed.
But that's okay, because he missed. So the one on you...
Five.
Same again. So you're broken, so you can't really... This is probably an automatic here, isn't it, actually?
Oh, look.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I hit you.
So Reader is dragged away.
So the tail comes over sort of quietly and slowly. And just, you are taken by the alien for whatever it is that aliens do to people.
Overmorphing.
Right, next round. So twos, ones.
You.
So you act first. This thing is... looming over you.
Oh dear.
Is that your action? Okay, you're moving on.
I am going to attempt to beat it with a spanner.
Okay, yeah, so roll to hit. Close combat.
And I miss completely.
So you can push it.
I'm going to push it.
Take another stress.
Because I don't want to die.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who would have thought? I'm the medic, so this is going to go terribly. Oh no, two sixes, so okay. I do three damage to it.
So you hit it, yeah. It does have quite a lot of armour, as you saw earlier.
Yeah. Oh.
But two of those get through. So yeah, this is a hefty clang you've put against it. Yeah, it didn't like that. Twos.
Seeing everything going on that way, I'm just going to go nope and go try and sneak back downstairs.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, well done.
Yes. Do a mobility roll to see if the aliens get wind of you leaving.
Five, six, three stress. Please don't screw with this. One success.
Okay, I think that's probably enough because they are both occupied with other things. Yeah, right. The alien on you.
Yeah.
Is going to do another attack on you. So roll d6 for its signature attack, please.
One.
Hypnotizing gaze. The xenomorph, eyeless as it may seem, stares deeply into the soul of its victim. The victim is mesmerized by the dread beauty of such a creature. You stand in awe of what nature or god or the devil has created. Get a +1 stress, and you must make an immediate panic roll.
Oh, joy. Come on, panic. That would be 7.
7.
That's twitch, isn't it?
Tremble, I think.
That's nervous twitch. Your stress level goes up by 1. But that's that. Okay. The other alien is coming for you as well.
Oh, yeah.
So again, roll for his signature attack, please. You're about to be lynched by 2 aliens.
5.
Capture for the hive. So it's a 10 dice attack. You can block that.
I will block
but
it.
But you won't be able to block anymore because you'll run out of actions.
That's fine. I'll block it.
Okay, it gets 3 successes.
I get 0.
You can push that. Remember to roll your stress dice as well.
Okay, yeah.
So you got 3 of those, I think, haven't you?
Yes.
Oh,
another dice pull again. Uh-oh.
Oh.
That's 2 panics.
I kind of want to push this.
I can't now, it's panic.
Okay.
When you've got a 1, unfortunately, sorry.
That is 7 again.
Okay, roll twice though, because you got 2.
Okay.
You take the worst one.
7.
Okay, so it's increase your stress by 1. But it's hit you for 4 damage.
I've got armour.
So roll 3 dice to mitigate the armour.
Mitigated by 1.
Okay, so 3 points of damage go through.
And I'm dead.
Are you down, are you?
I'm down.
Okay, so the... Let's roll
guards
your...
are coming.
Let's roll your crit. So 2 D66, 1 colour different, and say
yellow
what you're
reading. Yellow will be the 10.
Yep.
Black will be the number. So that is 62.
Ooh. 62. Ruptured aorta.
Ooh.
You're going to be dead in 5 seconds. Claxons go off, the door at the end open, heavily armed and armoured guards rush in and beat the creatures away, and you two survive.
Ooh.
For the final. Cool. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
So, now we are running so far behind.
What time have we got the moon?
Well, half two, but I think there's an hour beyond that we can run to.
So, how come the other lot took so much longer? Because you just aggressively killed us all more.
I think we were foolish in thinking we could do it in half an hour. Yeah.
So we. Okay, actually, that's been great. That time flew by. That was an hour, and I was amazed.
Yeah.
Really?
I thought it was in half an hour or something. That was really good.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
What? Oh, you don't.
You have been listening to an Effect podcast special, brought to you by Fiction Suit and the RPG Gods, from Dragon Meet in 2019. Music is Stars on a Black Sea, used with kind permission of Free League Publishing.